You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, you know, we're supposed to have Don Weidenfeld from Magnum Energy Solutions. Hopefully he's dialing up. He's got those big stubby fingers, so he'll be dialing in. But while he's dialing in, we're going to talk to real estate expert, my old friend, Ron Shuffield. Ron and I have actually made money together. That's really a good thing. So, Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, you're full of great answers today. Hey, listen, Ron, before we get started, talk a little bit about who EWM is, who you are at EWM, and give you, roll all that out. So you roll that out for us.
Well, EWM Realty International has been in Miami now for going on 52 years. Our founders, Anna Mae Esslinger, Arlene Maxwell, and Dodie Wooten started our company in 1964. I've been there since 1984. Al Harper and I purchased the company from the three founders that many years ago. And then in 2003, we sold the company to Berkshire Hathaway Home Services of America Real Estate Company, which is the real estate division of Berkshire Hathaway. So we have about 35 companies like us throughout the country now. If you put us all together, we're the second largest real estate company in America.
Wow. All I can say is we've only been on for 8 years, but high five to you, man. That's just awesome. Now, Ron, I know that you oversee a whole bunch of offices here in South Florida. Let's talk in general what you're seeing in the residential real estate market. If you want, we can talk a little commercial too, because I know you got Tom Byrne there doing all the commercial stuff. High five to Tom.
Hi, Tom.
There you go. Now let's talk about what you're seeing overall, and then I'm sure there's different areas of town that are behaving differently.
Well, you know, it's a tale of two markets. We've been saying this for the last year. We saw things began to change a little bit in August of 2015. And our lower, more modest prices are still very strong. Low inventories, fast sales, prices are increasing. Once you cross the $1 million threshold, prices have begun to stabilize and actually reduce in a few cases. And we are seeing inventory increase over 50%, while our sales have decreased anywhere from 15 to 25%, depending on the market, whether it's single family or condo. So we are now beginning to see some nice price reductions, and especially the luxury end. You know, our sellers have recognized that if they want to be competitive with the sharp increase in inventory that we've had, that they need to have attractive prices to our buyers who are now having a lot more inventory to choose from.
So then, and this is before a lot of the large condo buildings are even starting to deliver, you're starting to see this, I guess, in the detached housing market?
Yes, and the over $1 million market especially. In the under $1 million market, we still need more inventory in many of those price ranges. You know, people don't realize that under $300,000 in Miami is still 53% of every single family home sold in Miami-Dade County. So 53% of every single family home sold in Dade County is still priced under $300,000. Condos, 70% are under $300,000.
People can make a good living moving those units.
Yes, and we are.
And so I was going to say, and businesses can be very profitable moving those units. But as it gets stickier on the top end of the market, let's talk about people getting creative. You know, I would think that a part of the stickiness or part of the inability, part of the glass ceiling that exists there is that people don't have necessarily the deposits. Will people give them purchase money mortgages, help them get into their homes? Maybe that helps move mortgages. What are you seeing as far as people getting creative?
Well, you know, a lot of our people are paying cash now. We're still about 50% cash sales, and that's down from about 65% just a year ago. So we have a lot of cash moving in the market, and people that you maybe would not have assumed would have had cash to purchase, but that has been a competition, frankly, for our folks who don't have cash. But our financing is becoming much easier to obtain now. A lot of the mortgage programs that are out there now are allowing people to put down as little as 3%. And in the $1 million markets, though, you know, still 20% or so is still pretty normal.
So it sounds to me like there's housing programs that are out there for people that want to get starter homes or an affordable home, or God forbid they can find a place close to work where they can walk. And so now they can get themselves a nice government program that gets them up to 97% of cost. But for the people that are out there and they're buying cash, are those people from the U.S.? Are they still people from overseas?
Still a large percentage of our buyers in the over $1 million market are from out of the country. If you go back 2 years ago, 42% of every $1 million property we were selling in Miami-Dade County, and a little bit less in Broward County, but still a large percentage of our buyers were from outside the country. So 42% in Dade County a year ago. Today, that's dropped to about 36%. So 6% of our foreign buyers are just not buying today for a lot of reasons. But the currency exchange differential has been a challenge to many of our foreign buyers, as well as a lot of the other challenges that we see globally.
Yeah, but somebody who's from one of those countries that had the devaluation against the dollar and bought all cash, well, they can call me and they can get a great mortgage and pull some money out. But that's not what we're here to talk about right now. I love it when I make that guy laugh.
When people buy real estate, they're always thinking about financing.
There you go. So, Ron, tell me now, what are some of the markets that have been holding up strong? I would think that they would be places where maybe the people's children come to go to school, or maybe a place where there's a concentration of their countrymen, things like that. Is that just my East of 95 perspective?
Well, it's been more a price question than it has been so much location. I mean, we have a lot of wonderful locations and a lot of re-emerging locations. As you look along Biscayne Boulevard in Dade County, for instance, a lot of people now are going back and reclaiming the areas that were fabulous areas in the 50s and 60s, and now we see these re-blossoming as new communities. But I think that price is really where the distinction is drawing the line. Under $500,000, you know, we can't get enough of that inventory. I mean, we're down to 1.5 months of supply in many cases. We need to have 6 to 9 months of supply across all price ranges. So when you fall below 6 months of supply, we have a lot more buyers than we have sellers. And that's where we are now.
Yeah, but that's part of that's because you can't create supply at that number. It's just impossible to build something for less than $400,000, or rather $400 a foot, that your people are going to want to live in. And so that means they got to live in something really tiny, which, by the way, that's what's coming next.
Well, that's exactly right, and you're right on target. I mean, people, you know.
It's my job to be right on target.
Well, when you look at over half of our market in single family is still, the affordable home for them is under $300,000. It's putting a lot of pressure on that available inventory. But of course, you know, some of our large developers like Lennar, I mean, they're building building a lot of new product in that $400,000 range and even under $250,000 to $400,000 range. But it's generally on the western and southern sides of Dade County, the western edges of Broward County.
I'll tell you the deal that just smoked it right out of the park was Art Falcone's deal that he did up on the old Williams Island golf course. I forget the old California Club golf course where my friends used to be valets, and I learned to sail on that stinking lake up there. That's right. I was there when they invented fire. The wheel was coming later, though. So, but yeah, Ron, I've seen what they've been doing. Other golf courses heading toward the Grim Reaper, too?
Well, I haven't heard of any golf courses recently that are talking about that, but we're searching for not only golf courses, but existing buildings where whole blocks can be repositioned and packaged. And of course, we're going to be a community of much higher density. A lot of people now want to be on the eastern edges of both of our counties to get closer to those things you mentioned a minute ago, to be able to walk to restaurants, walk to the grocery store, walk to your office, walk to your friends' homes. I mean, people are very conscious today about getting closer to where their activities are.
Well, we're going to talk more about that. I'm going to come up with a term that Ron's going to steal from me and give to all his salespeople. We're going to do that right after the break. Wanda's now teeing up for the break. She hears I want to go to the break. I'm about to give Wanda the finger, which means we're going to break. But when we come back, we're going to have great information. Yeah, she's giving me the finger back, but it's the index finger. We're going to come back with great information you can use to make money and make your life better. We're going to be back after this break, and stick with us. The stuff during the break will be pretty good too. I'm going to dance now. You know what happiness is.